So who is going to lead you in your life? We all lead our lives, right? But who is going to lead you in your life? We're in a series entitled, A Name You Can Trust, Knowing God by His Names. And the theme verse that we are together saying each time we open our Bibles in this series is Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. Let's lift our voices and say it together. Are you ready? Let's say the scriptures. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. So we're learning about who our God is as God reveals himself in the Old Testament by his names. Today we're going to learn about our God, and that we're going to learn him by the name Jehovah Raha, the God who is your shepherd. There are numbers of scriptures in the Old Testament when God reveals the relationship he has with his people as a shepherd. But there's one passage where God names himself as a shepherd. And it's a passage that I would guess maybe beyond John 3:16 may be the most familiar to all of all the scriptures. Would you take your Bible and go with me to this 23rd Psalm? Psalm 23. How many of you knew that's where we were going to go? Yes, you did. Absolutely. Psalm 23. I'll give you a moment to find it. Psalm 23. I'll tell you what. How about if we do this? I didn't know if I was going to do this or not, but would you stand with me and let's read the entirety of this psalm? I'll read aloud. You follow along. Everyone's standing if you will, if you're physically able. If you're not physically able, don't stand, but I'd sure appreciate it if you didn't participate with us. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now remember, each time God reveals himself to us by a name, God is saying, hello, let me tell you about myself. And in this psalm, he begins by describing himself and naming himself the Lord, my shepherd, Jehovah Ra'ah. And God wants you to know that I am the unchanging God that wants to be your shepherd and lead you in your life. Is that what you want? Will you let the Lord lead you in your life and be your shepherd? Let's pray and ask God to speak to us about who he is. Lord, we are trusting you to speak to us, as I just mentioned, about who you are. You have revealed yourself in your word in so many ways. But as we think of you today, we think of you as you tell us that you are our shepherd. And so it is our request, O God, that you would not just reveal yourself from the Bible, and I ask for the Holy Spirit's enabling to open the scriptures and to be honestly, faithful, I should say, to telling the people of this congregation what you have said. But I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to do what cannot be done in any other way except that he speaks to men, women, young people, and speaks through the proclaiming of the Bible. And so we pray for a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit and yield to him and ask for his help. And we pray it then in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Remember, every time God reveals himself with a new name, he says, hello, Let me tell you about myself. And today, God is going to tell us this. Hello, let me tell you about myself. I am Jehovah Ra'ah. I am first the shepherd who satisfies. We read in our Bible, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When the Lord is my shepherd, I can be satisfied because of the responsibility of the shepherd. A shepherd, a pastor, sometimes that word is used for the same, for the role of a shepherd. It has much responsibility. It's a challenging life. A shepherd provides food and pasture, water. A shepherd provides care for the health of the flock. A shepherd protects from predators, provides direction for a flock. And David, remember, the psalmist here is a shepherd by training. And David says, now, I know what it is to be a shepherd. And I want to let you know as I sing this song to you that the Lord is my shepherd. I am so glad that I can be satisfied that the Lord is my shepherd. He is the Lord. You'll see in your Bible, the uppercase letters reminds us of one of the names of God. I've mentioned it in our series already. We will take one sermon and talk about that name particularly. But it's the uppercase letters always tell us about the Lord Jehovah. This is the God who never changes, who has a personal relationship with people and always fulfills his promises. And David said, I am so glad that this God is the God who is my shepherd. I can trust him with my life. He is my shepherd. For all that the Lord is, he is all that to me. Can I ask you this question? Is the Lord your shepherd? You can keep your place in John chapter, Psalm 23. I'm going to turn to my Bible, and you're welcome to turn with me as well, to John chapter 10. When Jesus takes the same theme of a shepherd and he applies it to himself, John chapter 10, I'll begin reading in verse 9. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to steal and kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. You see, Jesus, as the good shepherd, became the sacrificing shepherd so that he could become a saving shepherd. We read in verse 10, he's the good shepherd. He gives his life for the sheep, sacrificially giving of himself. Jesus came as the God-man, and he goes to the cross, not for himself, but he does so as a sacrifice, as a shepherd who gave himself as the sacrifice so that you could know his saving power. He says in verse 9, I'm the door. By me, if any shall enter in, he shall be saved. And think of in your mind's eye, think of a sheepfold. In the ancient world, more than likely, it would often be hewn out of a rock cave. And think of a sheepfold where there's protection all around, but there would be one way to get in. And Jesus said, I'm just like that. There's only one way for you to be saved. What's the one way? It's through Jesus. A personal relationship with personal faith in Jesus. You see, how many of you believe that religion is okay, but religion didn't die for you? Only Jesus died and rose again for you. Hey, listen, you may be a good person. In fact, you are a good person. But you better believe you're not good enough. You see, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the door, and he is the God who can be your shepherd. Jesus says the good shepherd, beside being a saving shepherd, is a satisfying shepherd. The thief cometh, verse 10, but to steal and to kill and destroy. But I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Abundant living. So I ask again, is the Lord your shepherd? Have you come to him to save you by faith? Have you come to the Lord to satisfy? When he is, I can be satisfied because of the result when the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, we're told back in the 23rd Psalm, I shall not want. Do you know the secret of satisfaction? Oh, I know. If I just find that right person in my life, I'll find satisfaction. Oh, you're going to be disappointed. If I can just get that next job, if I can just make this much in my bank account, if I could just get a place. That's not the secret of satisfaction. All those things may be fine. But the secret of satisfaction is when the Lord is my shepherd. He's the one who leads my life. Hello. I'm Jehovah Ra. I am the shepherd who satisfies. Hey, but there's something else. Hello. My name is Jehovah Raha. I'm going to tell you something else about myself. I am the shepherd who gives rest. Did you know that domesticated sheep are fearful and vulnerable? Because they're so fearful and vulnerable, or because they're so vulnerable, they can be fearful. In his book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, Philip Keller, who was at one point in his life, by vocation, a shepherd, Philip Keller describes or explains that sheep will not rest unless they are secure. We read in our Bibles this verse 2 of the Lord that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Sheep will not lie down until they're secure. And when you think about green pastures, think in our minds, we think of beautiful hills, maybe a beautiful broad field with beautiful green grass. But don't think that in the Middle Eastern world. When you think of pastures in the Middle Eastern world, you think of sparse lands. Good, fertile land was always set aside for fields and farming. Pasture land was usually rocky with and very sparse. And God says, I want you to think of it this way. All you're used to is sparse lands for pasture, but I want you to imagine that when I'm your shepherd, I provide a beautiful green field where you can be secure. Did you know that sheep are also fearful of running water? You can imagine why it would be so. For a sheep, if there's a stream with water that is running, if a sheep falls in with a coat of wool, that sheep doesn't have the ability to overcome the pull of the water-soaked coat. So sheep are afraid of running water. And do you know what God says about what he does when he's your shepherd? Look in your Bible, verse 2 again. He leadeth me beside the still waters. So the Lord takes his sheep and he puts them in a place where there are pools of water where they can securely put their head down and drink without fear. No wonder the psalmist says that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. No wonder we can turn to him and find rest. How many of you ever get stressed in your life? You ever get stressed? Everybody gets stressed. How do you turn stress into rest? Because I think all of us would like to turn stress into rest. The way you turn stress into rest is you stay close to the shepherd. When you're with the shepherd, He is the one that gives rest unto our souls. How do you cope with stressors? Everybody has coping mechanisms. That's a psychological word. How do you cope with stress? Can I tell you, would you let the shepherd lead in your life? Because when you know him as your shepherd, he takes care of everything so that you, even in the stresses of life, can still find rest. Hey, would you like to have rest? Your soul, would you like to have rest? Aren't you tired of the turmoil? He is the shepherd who provides rest. Hello. Let me tell you about myself. I'm Jehovah Ra. I am the shepherd who satisfies. I am the shepherd who gives rest. Let me tell you more about myself. I am the shepherd who restores. So we read in verse 3 of this beautiful psalm, "He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." You know, usually we think of sheep as docile, and oftentimes they are. But did you know that the tendency of sheep is that sometimes they can be stubborn, and sometimes sheep can stray? So the Lord, who is the shepherd who restores stubborn sheep. You'll notice that the Bible says, "He restores my soul," in the beginning of verse 3. And then in the end of verse 4, he tells us that the rod and the staff comfort me. Adrian Rogers, in his work on this psalm, describes the shepherd's rod. A shepherd would take a tree sapling and he would dig out the ground around it and preserve the root ball, and would cut out the root ball, and then he would take his knife and peel away all the roots flowing from it, but would preserve the root ball. And with his knife, he would chip away and make that into a knob. And once that was formed, then he would take pieces of metal and drive into this sapling while it is still moist and tender. It would add weight and add strength. And then as this knob on the end of this rod would dry, the metal would be firmly embedded in this rod. And do you know what a shepherd would do while he was out with his sheep? A shepherd would take his rod and he would practice using it as a weapon, protecting the sheep. He would practice throwing it, I guess, similar to a javelin. It would be could be very dangerous, as he is anticipating keeping away predators. And the psalmist says this. The psalmist says that even though I am in the midst of predators, God, you're a God that is like a shepherd. You are protecting me. But that rod was far more than protection. Sometimes when a sheep was stubborn, it would not follow the lead of the shepherd and would be uncooperative and create problems for himself and even problems for other sheep. Sometimes the shepherd would take the rod and he would break a leg, and then would bind up the leg with a splint. And while the shepherd or the sheep healed, he would care gently for that shepherd, teaching that sheep the dangers of stubbornness. Have you ever found yourself to be a stubborn sheep? Sometimes when we're stubborn, the Lord protects us from ourselves. Sometimes the Lord takes his rod and he has to break us and bring pain for our benefit so that we'll learn to stay near the shepherd. Has God ever had to do that to you? Well, the Lord is also a shepherd who restores, besides stubborn sheep, the Lord is a shepherd who restores straying sheep. And when you think of a shepherd, probably more than a rod, you think of a shepherd's staff. How many of you in your mind, can you picture a shepherd's staff? Also a stick, and on the end of it a crook, a circular motion on the top, and a shepherd would cut down a sapling again, and then the shepherd would immerse it in water and shape that end of that staff so that it would be what we know as a shepherd's crook. And sometimes the shepherd then, his sheep were, he was shepherding and leading the sheep. Sometimes a sheep who tended to stray off away, he would reach out with his staff and he would tap that sheep to say, "Hey, listen, I'm here, come on back." Sometimes if the sheep continued to stray, he could reach out and with the crook of that shepherd's staff, he could grab the neck or maybe in the midsection and pull that sheep back from straying. Sheep have their head down and they'd nibble and they'd wander and they'd nibble and they'd wander and they're looking for that next little bit of grass, that next little bit of foliage, and they nibble and they wander and they don't pay attention where they're going. And sometimes a sheep would, as they nibble and wander, stray into a bramble, get caught, can't get out. Sometimes in rocky places might stray into a little crevice and the sheep there is stuck and can't get out. And while the shepherd then may not be able to reach his hand in, the shepherd could reach through the bramble and grab hold of that sheep and pull the sheep out of the bramble, reach down into the crevice, and with his staff, he would bring that sheep back to himself. And you know the Lord does that. He guides and he restores when we stray. Do you know God may be doing that even to you in your life right now? And you might feel like you're out of the reach of the shepherd, but oh no, you're never out of the reach of the good shepherd because he has a staff. And isn't that something that the psalmist says, there's something about the rod, even though I know that at times the shepherd may have to hurt me for my benefit. And there's something about the shepherd's staff that even though it means that there are difficulties in life, that they bring me comfort. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. No wonder he says in your Bible, verse 3, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your leadership with your rod, your correction, your willingness to reach out when I stray and restore my soul. What a comfort! Now, if you're running from God, it is anything but a comfort. But if you'll turn around and come back to the Lord, oh, he is the shepherd who restores. Hello. Let me tell you about myself. I am Jehovah Raah. I'm the shepherd who satisfies. I'm the shepherd who gives rest. I'm the shepherd who restores. But let me tell you something else about myself. I am the shepherd who serves. And I tell you that my shepherd serves by supplying what I need when I'm most vulnerable. Philip Keller, in his book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, talks about the summertime heat. He was a shepherd in a number of places in Africa, a shepherd in Europe. But But he talks about the summertime heat. And as the summer goes on and the heat goes on and there's little rain, the grass in the lower elevations becomes very sparse. And so at times, shepherds during the summertime heat will lead their sheep out of the lowlands and will lead them up to higher elevations where it's cooler and where there's still vegetation. These are called tablelands. And with that in mind, would you read what the Bible says in verse 5 and let the Bible come alive as you read it. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Oh, there are these tablelands where you will lead me to pasture. But wait a minute. Those tablelands are in those elevations where there are rocks, and that is where the predators can hide. And where the sheep are more vulnerable, and land that's wide open, a predator is easily seen. But in a land where there's rocks and craggy places where a predator can hide, a shepherd is or sheep is vulnerable. And even though there are enemies all around, Lord, you've supplied my, when I'm most vulnerable, you set a table before me as your sheep. You supply every need, even when I'm most vulnerable. And then the psalmist tells us something else. He reminds us that thou anointest my head with oil. Now, summertime is time when it's hot, but summertime is bug time. How many of you got a mosquito bite this week? Yeah, summertime's bug time, right? For a sheep, the moist areas around the eyes, around the nose and the ears, are very vulnerable to bugs, to bug bites. Some bugs will embed into those moist tissues and really be unhealthy and uncomfortable for a sheep. So you know what a shepherd will do? A shepherd will take an oil-based salve and mix it up, and then we'll take each sheep and put the salve on the ears, around the eyes, the nose, where this sheep is the most vulnerable. And care for that sheep. Have you ever felt vulnerable? I want to tell you that we have a shepherd who serves when you are most vulnerable, and he cares for you. And at the time, you may not even realize the significance of his care, but friends, he does care. And there's one other image that's described here. Look in your Bible in verse 5. My cup runneth over. And imagine that. Imagine you live in it's the dry part of the year, and you're living in a place that is semi-arid, and you sure can appreciate an abundance of water. Picture what it is, a cup that isn't just partway full, but a cup that is overflowing with more than you can drink. And God reminds us with this, that my shepherd serves when I am the least able by supplying overflowing help. Do you know what? Jesus serves by what the New Testament calls grace. And God gives opportunities I don't deserve, and power that I don't have. And God just overflows so that there's always enough of his enabling grace and power. And anything in your life, whatever you need, the shepherd always provides enough grace, overflowing. Do you need his help and power? He's the shepherd that serves. And with a shepherd who satisfies and gives rest and restores and serves, no wonder the psalmist sings in verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And then the psalmist takes us beyond this life, and he takes us to heaven. And he tells us these words as he finishes his song in verse 6. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I am Jehovah Raah. I am the shepherd who saves the best for last. Everywhere you walk in your life, I'll be there with you. Everywhere you go, I'll be there with you. But when the journey is done in your life, I want to bring you home to my house. Oh, no, you're not in the sheepfold. No, no, no. You get to come into the shepherd's house. I'm going to bring you into my house, and there you will dwell with me forever. I'm good in life, but oh, listen, I'm saving the very best for last. Let me ask you this. Do you have confidence that you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Do you have absolute confidence, based on the scriptures, that you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever? So the question I started today, and I'm going to ask you again, who is going to lead you in your life? All of us are leading our life. But who is going to lead you in your life? Now that's the question you need to answer today. Would you stand with me, please? And as you stand, would you bow your head and we will pray and talk to our God. And so, God, you have told us that you are the unchanging, promise-keeping God, the Lord, Jehovah, who is our shepherd. You've revealed to us who you are. And it is our request, O God, that as you reveal yourself, that you would bring us to this point where we yield to you and let you lead in our lives. Now, I'm going to stop praying for a minute and ask you to keep your head bowed, but I want to talk with you. Do you want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? Is that something you're concerned about, you've thought about? I want to dwell in the house of the Lord. When this life is over, I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, let me ask you this. If you have put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone by faith, there is no question where you will be. And you say, you know, Pastor, my testimony to you and to the Lord, no one else is looking around, please. This is just private business. But I know there's a point in time in my life where I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to be my shepherd. If that's you, just raise up your hand. That's your testimony. It's wonderful testimony, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? Now, let me ask you this. Would you say, but Pastor, I want you to know that I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, but I am not confident, according to the Bible, that's where I'll be. But I'm concerned about it. If that's you, would you just raise your hand up real quickly? Just say, I'm concerned. Are you concerned? Well, hey, listen, you can put your hand down. I am so glad that you're concerned, because did you know God is concerned for you? In fact, God is so concerned for you. God, Jesus, the eternal Son of God, left the glories of heaven and came to this earth and lived, took on human form and lived as one of us. He lived a sinless life. But this Jesus then went to a cross and gave his life for you. His body broken, his blood shed. And if that's the end of the story, he'd just be another religious leader who passes over time. But he resurrected from the dead as he promised. He is alive. He's as alive today as you are. And he promises eternal life so that you can know where you will go. But your trust must be in him. And if you're that one, you're saying, I'm concerned. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I don't know where I'll be. Here's what you can do right now. God, I see my own sin. I can't save myself. I deserve the punishment that is justly mine. I've sinned against your holy name, broken your holy law. But Jesus came for me. I realize that he came as God the Son, died in my place. He rose again. And right now, I ask Jesus by faith to save me. I'm not trusting my religion, even how good I am, because I know my religion can't do it. I'm not good enough. But Jesus was. So I am by faith putting my trust in him. If that's what you did just now as you've talked with him, I tell you, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter, and he shall be saved. If you have done so with that sincere heart, aren't you glad that you can know today, right now, that you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever? It's wonderful. Can I encourage you to talk to somebody when you leave? It may be one of our ushers. It may be somebody else that you know well, that you can trust. One of our other folks who's here in this congregation with us, and you think that that may be the person you just need to tell, I put my trust in Jesus today. No, we just rejoice with you and do whatever we can to help. It may be then, let me ask you this, that you have your trust in Christ, but now you're going to have to decide who's going to lead in my life. Is the Lord going to be your shepherd? And so, God, we thank you that you are who you are. You are a God whom we can trust because you are the God who is our shepherd. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.